Good morning. I'm Kelly Borman.
I'm Meredith Tagus.
And I'm Joseph Trainer. You're listening to The Bear Facts, the weekly radio update from Bishop Garrigan High School.
A couple of weeks ago, 17 Garrigan students participated in the district competition for DECA, an organization that prepares future leaders and entrepreneurs. Like pretty much everything else this year, DECA was different because of the pandemic. The competition was held virtually, with students competing over a video link from school. While DECA is a relatively new activity at Garrigan, our students have done very well with it.
Students involved in DECA this year include seniors Anna Berkey, Amanda Tilges, Gracie Elsbecker, Kellen Murphy, Reese Rosemeyer, Kyle Schaaf, Joe Mice, and Noah Bronk. Younger DECA participants are Violet Bodie, Ben Gredeman, Ella Schaaf, Elena Salinas, Riley Rosemeyer, Maya Kemna, Avery Lichter, and Sam Plath. Aaron Miller and Christy Peterson are in charge of DECA at Bishop Garrigan.
Right before Thanksgiving, the Quiz Bowl competed in the Fall 3-2-1 competition, an online event that features around 200 academic teams from all over the country. The Bears' score of 287 points placed them in second in the state of Iowa, behind only Iowa City West. They were also in the top third of all schools in America. Congratulations, Quiz Bowl.
Today is a big day for the Golden Bear Dance Squad. While they competed more than 2 weeks ago, it's today that the results from the dance contest will be announced. Three Garrigan dancers, Cora Rickey, Ella Schaaf, and Lily Dykey, were part of the solo competition with palm and kick routines, while the whole Garrigan dance squad competed with palm and jazz routines.
Besides the solo dancers, other girls in dance squad this year include Grace DeLang, Savannah Wachter, Violet Bodie, Hallie Mankey, Ella Nelson, Caitlin Sink, and Kyra Dykey. Rounding out the group are Emma Bacha, Avery Lichter, Ava Kemna, Ellie Rosemeyer, Meredith Illig, Eva Schneider, Zoe Von Bank, and Riley Rosemeyer. You can see the dance squad doing live streams of the Golden Bear basketball home games this winter.
Large group speech practices have begun. Like many activities this year, speech will compete virtually, with judges watching videos of the events. Garrigan's entries will include the choral reading, Oh, the Places You'll Go, which features Lily Dykey, Lexi Galligan, Annie Burns, Isabel Casey, and Veronica Capacious, as well as Ella Muller, Marianne Capacious, Ella Nelson, and Molly Borman, and Maya Kemna.
In Reader's Theater, the Bears will be producing the melodrama Wait Till the Sun Shines, Nelly. Cast members include Meredith Tagus, Emily Lappy, Annie Burns, Violet Bodie, Jack Snyder, and Joey Trainer, plus Caitlin Sink, Sam Plath, Emma Granginette, Ella Nelson, Tara Crone, Ella Muller, and Riley Rosemeyer.
Garrigan will also be entering two ensemble acting scenes. The Mouse and the Raven features Anna Berkey, Reese Rosemeyer, Gracie Elsbecker, Bailey Meister, and Riley Rosemeyer, while The Eskimos Have Landed includes Ava Eisenbarth, Eva Schneider, Abby Hying, Meredith Illig, and Kelly Borman.
The Bears will also have multiple musical theater entries. The groups include Joey Trainer, Meredith Tagus, Kelly Borman, Jack Snyder, Marguerite Faulkler, Eva Snyder, Brendan Plath, and Benji Trainer. Finally, there's an improvisation group with Brendan Plath, Benji Trainer, and Maya Kemna. Good luck, group speech.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Joe Marin. Here to tell you about him is Eric Lubenthal.
Joe Marin is a Bancroft native who enjoys life on the farm. He's probably best known as a lineman for the Golden Bear football team, and he's also been successful as a first baseman in baseball. After high school, Joe would like to study at Northwest Iowa Community College in Sheldon, and he hopes to be a diesel mechanic in the future. Good luck, Joe.
Thanks, Eric. On our Golden Bear calendar today, the basketball teams begin their home season with a five-game matchup versus Mason City Newman. The JJV and JV games start at 2 p.m., with the varsity beginning at 4:15.
Tomorrow is the second Sunday of Advent. There's JJV basketball on Monday, with the Bears hosting Lake Mills. Tuesday, we'll have the Mass for the Feast of the Immaculate Conception.
The JV and Varsity Bears play at Lake Mills Tuesday night. Wednesday, there's an early dismissal for teacher in-service. And that night, the Christmas band concert will be live-streamed on YouTube.
The girls' basketball team hosts Newell Fonda Thursday night. Next Friday, we'll be packaging food for needy people. And that night, the Bears host a quad versus Eagle Grove.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to catch the show again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.